Hare Krishna. This is not the podcast that I meant to speak about. I had another topic which I'll discuss tomorrow. But in the meantime, a very funny incident took place, which I thought I would share. One of the lighter or more light-hearted moments of our stay here in Rishikesh. Actually, many of our moments are light-hearted, but this one was very light-hearted. And we, Taraknath Prabhu and myself, came today to the north part of Rishikesh, where the Ganges becomes quite narrow, much narrower than south of it. And the water is incredibly beautiful, green. I can't drink enough of it. It's just, it's cool as anything, but super, super tasty. And we came out here to worship Ganga Devi, chant Hare Krishna. And we came to a very, very nice part, the beach, where surprisingly hardly anybody was here. And right in this part, there's an island. On this side of the island, which is on the side that I'm standing right now, but not opposite to the side where we live, or to put it a little more, it's on the east side of the Ganga. There's relatively shallow, still water to a island in the middle, and on the other side there's really, really strong rapids, white water, deep, deep water, where fortunately a lot of these rafters are going by, and causing a racket. The beautiful form of Ganga Devi. So we decided that we would cross over to this island, because it doesn't have much. Whoever ended up coming to the mainland over here, we wouldn't be disturbed. We would have this whole little island to ourselves. So we went across. It was about waist deep, and walked across to the other side, where we brought some bananas and mangoes, and I brought my Lord Chaitanya Sheila, and bathed him, and offered him the banana and the mangoes, and we ate the prasadam. I was able to sit and chant japa for some time. I explored the other end of the island. Well, it's not very far, it's only about 40 meters wide, where the white waters are, and there's also a beach over there, although with a very, very strong undertow, and it's quite dangerous. Anyhow, we're there for quite some time. We got here late in the morning and stayed until right now it's about 4 o'clock. And I'd forgotten something. What I forgot is that the Ganges doesn't stay at one level. It goes up and it comes down. During the daytime, the glacier at Gomukh, where Ganga Devi comes from, obviously melts faster than at night. So that means that during the day, the water level rises, and at night it goes down. From the water line that I can see here on the beach, I would say there's probably 2 meters, maybe more than 2 meter height that the Ganges rises and falls. So we're sitting over there, and I'm chanting Hare Krishna and praying to Ganga Devi for mercy. And Taraknath Prabhu is sort of occasionally reminding me that a lot of the stones are starting to disappear, just the stones that were standing out above water as we crossed. passed over. And I took notice, ultimately it became clear that the water was significantly rising, which wasn't really so much of a problem for me, but a problem for him. And the problem is because he can't swim. And he can't swim at all, even though he's over 50 years old. So all of a sudden we realize that we're over there with all of our clothes, with our shoes, with our books that we brought to read, with Lord Chaitanya, our bead bags, and on top of everything else, with my telephones and this recorder, electric things. So the other things, well, except for the books, could afford to get wet, but these things couldn't. So now what are we going to do? So I volunteered to bring all the electrical objects in, put them in the plastic bag that we got our bananas in, and that way they were watertight, and tied a gamsha to my head and stuck them in the gamsha, and I swam across and left them here. It was such that you had to swim to come back. So then I swam back to the other side, and I took all of my clothes and Taraknath's clothes. I took everything that we had in a bag, put it on my shoulder, and then I swam back with that. It was a good weight. It was about 5 kilos, and when all of it got wet in the water, it became probably more like 10 kilos. So I was able to bring that back. And then the only other thing I had to bring back was Taraknath Prabhu. So I went back, and for as far as he could walk, he sort of walked, but then we had a certain point about 30 yards away from the shore where I told him, Taraknath, you're going to have to hold my shoulders and I'll swim, and you just hang on and kick with your legs, but don't panic. Otherwise, you're going to pull us both under. And because the water level was rising, so this area current was pretty strong. So I said, don't worry, the water's going to sweep us down. It's probably going to sweep us down quite a bit. But as long as I keep swimming, then we'll get to the other side, although it will be further down. So that's what happened. Taraknath Prabhu held on to my shoulders. Said that this was a real graphic example of how the spiritual master takes the disciple from one side of the ocean of consciousness to the other side, which is the transcendental realm. As it happens, we're in the transcendental realm on both sides here, because this is not the deity, not the material existence, but it was symbolic. Was very, very interesting. And not only was symbolic, but the greatest threat to our coming across when I was carrying Taraknath across was the fact that he laughed. And I was worried that we were going to laugh, so I was not able to swim properly and pull him across. But anyway, we did make it. We are here. And I have to for a conference on Navaraja Mahima, and I shouldn't waste too much time or lose too much time. I need to go forward on that. I'll include a few pictures that you can see of where we were today, and I hope that this little story will bring a little happiness to the devotees. It was very, very comical. And it'll probably be retold again, perhaps with a few more embellishments of how we also fended off the crocodiles of impersonalism, the sharks of voidism, and the piranhas of sense gratification. But in any case, save